Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Nakuchi from the 2020, or 2020, I'm still trying to figure out how to say it, International Film Festival in Rotterdam. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Dennis Tortum, a filmmaker presenting a film called Phases of Matter at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you, Matt.
It would be great if, for the listeners who are not familiar with the film, who haven't seen it, you could maybe introduce it a little bit and tell us what the documentary is about, kind of a little bit of its story.
So Phases of Matter is a film. It is kind of an observational and an experimental documentary set in a teaching hospital in Istanbul. And the film follows hospital workers, but also the patients and the building itself, kind of all the inhabitants of the building, be this doctors, nurses, medical equipment, cats that live around there. So it is an exploration of both the occupation itself, but also the place and the building.
And this is the place where you were born and where your father works?
Yeah, so that's both the backstory and the motivation of this film. My father is a doctor, and he has been working in this hospital for most of his working life, for more than 30 years. And I was also born there, and I did grow up in and around the hospital, and I also knew most of my dad's colleagues, because they were also his friends. So kind of I've known some of the people that are in the film for most of my life.
Yeah, so did that help when you were filming them?
That definitely helped, in the sense that, and because in the film there is a playfulness and like openness from the people, and I think it is only possible because of my relationship to the place, and because my father is a doctor there, and because I know most of the senior doctors for a long time, and yes, I think that kind of like that personal relationship definitely sets the tone and allows this access.
There's a lot going on in this film. You mentioned it's an observational documentary. And you really observe, even in the times when there are things that many people would rather not observe, in the sense of the operations and all of those things. Are you comfortable around those situations?
I was mostly comfortable. Maybe like the first operation I went into was a bit unsettling. But other than that, I was mostly comfortable, and I also tried to shoot everything I shot kind of almost like very matter of fact, and because this is everyday labor for all the people working there. So like you would just go to an operation like several times a day, or you would be working in the pathology department and you would be dealing with amputated limbs, or you know, like kind of all the human body and everything around it. So I did try to like show it as it is, without, and kind of almost like looking straight into these things. But there were also a lot of stuff that we didn't include in the film. There were much more like kind of graphic operation scenes, which we didn't think it actually added.
Was there ever a moment when you were filming it and you felt like you were in the way?
Probably not. I'm thinking it was... Yeah, because like during the operation, operations are generally, and most of the operations I've shot, they're not life and death operations. I didn't shoot in the ER. So it was like it would be kind of operations that many people participate, and then they're like assistants, students. This is also a teaching hospital, so there are actually a lot of people observing the operations or observing like the procedures. So I was... I think it was like easier for me because of that as well. I was like just hanging out there, like one of the students or interns.
But another thing that you certainly, we certainly get a chance to see is that relationship that the doctors and the medical staff have with the patients. I think it really humanizes the, in many cases, the location of the hospital as a whole, or the way in which it's represented in documentaries. Would you agree?
Humanizes?
Yeah, humanizes.
I'm happy to hear that, because I think the film, even though it is a hard film to watch at times, I think it definitely comes from a point of compassion and kind of point of care. And the relationship with the hospital workers and the patients are sometimes, and actually most of the time, is like a relationship of distance. It needs to be in that way, in the sense that the doctor cannot get emotionally attached to a patient, because otherwise it would be the end of their working life, because you can't, if you are that involved with a patient, it is a very hard job to do. So there's kind of this distance between the doctors and the patients, but then there's also a care and kind of almost like this sense of duty of trying the best, or like trying the best to help. And
it just occurred to me actually while you were saying that especially that distance, that it certainly does bring to mind the fact that there are more similarities between doctors and documentarians than you immediately would think, because a documentarian in a sense also has to keep a distance, right?
I definitely agree. And I guess my sense of shooting was also kind of like keeping a distance. I would be there, like in the hospital with a camera. I would be definitely available and present and wait patiently, but I would also kind of like not talk to people when I'm shooting, because like it would kind of almost like to mark the difference between, this is the time I'm shooting, so like I'm just kind of, I'm shooting a film here, whereas like kind of, okay, I'm not shooting now, and we can just like talk and hang out. So I think kind of that way of seeing or observing the world, or like kind of acting in the world, there's a similarity between doctors and filmmakers.
Also, you're filming a place that all throughout is in threat of being demolished, right?
Yes, so this hospital is an old state-funded teaching university hospital. And around 2015, there were rumors that like the building would be demolished. So with that urgency, I actually started shooting around 2015, almost with the goal of like trying to document the place before it's gone. Half of the hospital is still there, so like it is kind of this slow process, which there are definitely competing arguments. Like one kind of argument is that like that this hospital will be renovated, so they're demolishing the buildings to kind of like build a better new hospital. And then the other one is like they're demolishing the buildings and they will probably move the hospital to suburbs and isolate it and use that land, which is kind of in almost like downtown Istanbul, for other uses. And I think my personal opinion is that like it will probably be pushed outside of the city, and kind of it will lose its both significance and kind of like operating value.
Where do you think that urgency to document this place comes from? I mean, it must be a desire in you to document things before they fade away.
I guess it's a scale of time, because, you know, what is not going to perish? But, yes, is it like 2 years or like 200 years?
And it's important for you to document them before they go.
It is not, I guess I wasn't, my main motivation is not like to document this place because it's going to go, but like I did really want to make a film about this hospital and about like, about medical labor and about this hospital. And if this hospital is gone, I wouldn't have been able to do it. And in this process, I also did document the whole place.
We're out of time, but thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about this film. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matt. It's my pleasure. And
And I remind our listeners that the film is called Phases of Matter, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.